gum or, how would you say that, if you're talking about your, say, upper and lower? These up here, the gum up here, and the gum down
here. The upper gum and the lower gum.
Okay, but if you wanted to choose one word, you'd say my...
gums.
What do you call this part
palm
of your
hand?
Okay, I don't know whether it said it because I was saying, talking to you. Call this your... what part of your hand?
That's the palm of your hand.
If I do this, what do you call this?
That is your fist.
Okay, and if I'm talking about, how many do I have
your
now?
Fists.
People get old and complain about they're getting stiff in their what?
Joints.
Okay, and if they just have one that hurts, they would say?
Joint.
The upper part of a man's body is called his?
Chest.
And these would be called, if you talk about somebody having broad what?
Shoulders.
Some places they measure the height of a horse in terms of what?
They survey the farmers.
Okay, let me try another question. That's not a good one. Okay, this is called your what? This whole thing here.
This is my hand.
Okay. And both of them would be called your...
hands.
That's part of the man's body.
To it. The pain ran from his heel all the way up his... if it came all the way up here, what would this be? Your what? What is this?
All the way up to the knee.
Okay, but this is your what?
This is my leg.
Okay. At the end of your leg is your, what's this down here that you walk on?
My heel.
Now, where do you put your
shoe
in? Your foot, okay? And if you have two of them, they're your?
Feet.
Okay, the back part of your thighs, especially midway between the knee and your rear end. Somebody says you're squatting down on your, what's some people call that? If I were squatting down like this, what would you say? I mean, squatting down on my what?
On your feet?
Well, no. Can you think of anything else that you might? Call this part?
Okay, back part of your thigh.
Backs out of your legs.
The hunches.
Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but still looks a bit, if he doesn't have much color, what would you say?
He looks real pale.
Okay. The man is very big and muscular and athletic. You say he is very...
strong.
If someone has a very good disposition so that everyone likes you, you say he is very... so he has a real good disposition, you'd say he's very...
he's a very nice person.
Okay. Somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs and always stumbling all over his feet and so on. You'd say he's very...
he's very awkward.
Okay, a man never spends his money. What would you call a person who never spends his money?
I would say he is stingy.
Okay.
Someone has a very good disposition.